WWK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. While touring Hurricane Helene damage in North Carolina, President Trump criticized FEMA's response.
I'll also be signing an executive order to begin the process of fundamentally reforming and overhauling FEMA, or maybe getting rid of FEMA. I think, frankly, FEMA's not good.
Trump will tour the fire damage in Southern California later today. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the Senate is set to vote on another of Trump's cabinet picks.
Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth now facing some Republican opposition ahead of a final vote expected later today.
Two Republican senators have already said they will not back Hegseth. If he loses one more Republican, Vice President J.D. Vance would have to break a 50-50 tie. ICE agents raided a work site in Newark and arrested migrants. Amy Torres is the executive director of the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice.
The demand has been there, and we knew that it was going to happen. This is one of those bitter I told you so moments.
Newark's mayor says ICE stormed the building without a warrant. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Consequences could be coming if MPS doesn't comply with state law. A Milwaukee County judge has ordered Milwaukee Public Schools to comply with Wisconsin Act 12 by hiring 25 school resource officers by February 17th. The ruling takes on MPS's failure to meet a January 1st, 2024 deadline set by the law. MPS officials have been saying they're ready to implement the program once officers are made available by the city of Milwaukee. They'll be coming from miles around to the Buc-ee's. The announcement yesterday about the massive convenience store and gas station coming to Oak Creek has garnered a lot of talk. It'll be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest, with plans for a different location in DeForest in a holding pattern. There are still lots of hurdles for the project, with the first of several public hearings next week. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. went to two different Wisconsin courts trying to get his name removed from ballots here. His name was still an option back in November. That's because of state law. Now lawmakers are proposing a change. Savannah Tolme Olson has more.
Lawmakers have introduced a bill that would change Wisconsin election law to allow candidates to get off the ballot. You'll remember last year, Robert F. Kennedy dropped out of the race and supported Donald Trump. After that, he asked to get his name removed from Wisconsin ballots. He didn't want his supporters still having the option of voting for him. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission said no. They said, according to the law, the only way we can drop your name is if you died. Kennedy even filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin courts agreed. Well, now Republicans in the state legislature have introduced a new bill that would allow people to be removed from the ballot if they provide a sworn statement to the commission and pay a fee. They'd have to file the paperwork by mid-June to get their name removed for an August primary, and by the end of August to get off the ballot for a November election.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks turned down the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat by nearly 30 points, 129-96. Miami suspending former Marquette star Jimmy Butler for missing the team flight to Milwaukee. Butler in a contract dispute with the Heat. Doc Rivers asked if he was surprised about the situation.
No, I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I just hope they find a way through it. I've been through these things before. You know, I was in Philly with Ben Simmons and all that. It's no fun for anyone.
NFL, two players from Wisconsin, among those to be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers' T.J. Watt from Pewaukee, and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer.
That's really cool, really special. Honestly, not even on the spectrum of a goal of mine. I really just try to be the best player I can be and try to maximize my potential and my ability. It's a lot of credit to the guys up front and the guys on this team for aiding in my success.
That's Zach Bond. The Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 2 for the NFC title. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel will discuss how to defend the Constitution. Also, how many pardoned J6ers violently attacked police officers, and what's in the RFK and MLK Jr. assassination files? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Your new choice. Real news, great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this TGIF edition, Friday, January 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. Cannot thank Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez enough, along with Brady Ewing enough. Two great people. Part of what makes Wisconsin great. That's what you want, Zommers, to end the week feeling good.
Absolutely. It's informative. It's feel good. It's stuff that brings us together.
Right. We're always better when we come together. And hour two, let me tell you, it's not going to disappoint either. At the bottom of the hour, our friend and ongoing contributor, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, ebombsworld.com, will be in with a bi-weekly week in review. Now, these are actual things that actual humans have done. You're going to hear some of these headlines, you're going to go, well, that's just too weird. Well, it's human behavior. And as we know, sometimes human behavior is stranger than fiction. So anyway, he's going to be in at the bottom of the hour. Take some of your phone calls now as well. I'm very, very excited about this, by the way. I'm very excited. Time once again at 7 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Then of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this.
Time once again for What's Worse. There is no prize money involved. No three-way blenders to give away. Not even a pool boy in sight. But we do have your opportunity to have your voices heard across the state of Wisconsin. Now, think about it. How many times have you said, if I could only tell people off, here's your chance? Well, maybe not tell them
about
off.
About specific things.
Right, right. We have 11 stations. How fortunate are we? 11 stations across the state of Wisconsin. Civic Media is the largest privately owned radio network in the state of Wisconsin. All major media markets. If you need to have your message put out, if you're a business, an organization, contact us. We'll help you get your message out. But here's your chance as a listener, as a viewer, and thanks to all the people today watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, the X-Files, whatever it is. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, and thanks for coming on along. So here it is. Here's how it works. We ask you a question, and then we invite you to call in or text in on the Civic Media app and give us an answer and weigh in. And I've been looking forward to this. With our CP, one of our great co-executive producer, CP writes these, and he has outdone himself today, in my opinion. All right, let's get to it. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have the app, you say? No worries. We got you covered. Go to your app store. If you're like, well, where the heck is my app store? Look at your phone screen. There'll be a blue icon. It looks like the letter A made from popsicle sticks. Well, if you have an Apple device. I'm not sure what it looks like on an Android. You click on
it
that.
It's like the sideways triangle play button, but multicolored.
All right. Thank you very much. So you click on that. You open it up. It'll be a search bar. You type in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Media. You open it up, and then you click download. It takes less than a minute, and it is free. Doesn't cost you a dime. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. And then you can choose any of the first 11 stations, and you can text us and give us your opinion. So what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials on television? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
This one is kind of a tough one because in my opinion, you know, they both can be annoying. They both can be very formulaic. Mm. But I will say personal injury commercials are fun. They're funnier.
You think like they are funnier,
car,
yeah.
Car commercials are all the same.
Right.
With slight variation. It's like we're in the wilderness. Big wide shot of a car racing across the desert. Right. And sometimes they're really obnoxious. But
well here, no, go ahead. Sorry.
Personal injury ones, at least they're usually funny, even if they are more annoying because you get the one call, that's all.
That's what we're talking. I was going to say, if you're not familiar with, we should have just used the thing, right?
River law offices.
Yeah, but see if you can dial. We should have. We're actually doing show production during the show.
or we've got this classic.
All right.
Attention. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Mesothelioma
and
is on and on about
mesothelioma.
See, I'm not sure if they even exist in the Google sphere, but dial up, as my former boss Dale Schultz likes to say, Google it up. Jack McManus, I think it was in Oregon. Jack McManus, Oregon law firm commercial. Because he was the guy who really started these. He was a guy in Oregon, Wisconsin, not the state, but the town, Oregon, here in Dane County. He had a pilot's license, and he had an old biplane, and he had an old dog, and he wore a cowboy hat, and he'd a log cabin, and he'd do these commercials with his dog and a gun and a cowboy hat. And it was Jack McManus. And you know what? He was very successful, by the way, in Wisconsin as an attorney. And now you have, and look, Gruber down in Milwaukee, I guess he's statewide, but Gruber, I mean, my God, this guy almost single-handedly sponsors the Brewers, the Bucks, the Badgers. I mean, he really spends a lot of money and helps out the state in terms of sports, certainly, but he's very involved in the Milwaukee community. And he was at the world premiere when we were there of the Just had been outside the story of the 82 Brewers. Tremendously nice man. Now, this other guy, Nicolay. Now, where did he come from? Because for years it was Gruber. And then, of course, you had the more mild version of like Habish. And it always.
And Routier.
Right. But they keep seeming to have people come and go. Because for a while it was Habish. Then it was Habish and Davis. Then it was back to Habish. Then it was Habish, Davis, Routier. I can't keep up. And then you've got, what's the one with Bill Shatner? Because that stemmed from the old ABC show. Geez, Todd, think Mad Cow Disease, where he played Denny Crane. And he'd say, Denny Crane. And so they hired him to do Hubie Abraham.
It's a commercial.
And so what happened was either Hubie or Abraham ran into William Shatner at some ski lodge or something in Canada. And they said, hey, we have this law firm. Would you do an ad for us in character as Denny Crane? And he did. They probably paid him a lot of money, but he did it for Hubie and Abraham. Boston Legal is the name of the show. Jeez, Todd, why couldn't I think? So anyway, Jeff Perry, when we asked the question, what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? Perry says, personal injury commercials. Don't agree? Sue me. P.S. Fear the beard. See, that's now this Nicolay guy, even though he has a name like Wisconsin, I don't think he's from Wisconsin. He's from another state, and he's trying to hone in on Graber's lot. I think that's what. And you drive, and you got this guy all over. Tony Zimmerman from YouTube says Nicolay Law has 46,000 subscribers on YouTube. Wow, people seem to like his ads. That blows my mind too, Tony. I mean, I have YouTube envy for Nicolay. Maybe I should just, because he has a completely bald head. Maybe I need to completely get rid of what little hair I have left on my head and keep the beard. I don't know. What's worse, personal injury commercials or the car commercials? And we're talking about like the Toyota-thon. You know, oh, there's a Toyota-thon because they want you to sell more cars. 855-752-4842. Our ongoing contributor speaking up, Mr. Perry calling in. Jerry Perry. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials?
So this is a really hard one. So I think the personal injury ones are a little worse. And the car one, there aren't really very many good car commercials anymore. But Toyota-thon used to be always the commercials featured Squire Friedel.
Really?
This guy?
No, I don't think so.
He was a semi-professional comedian, isn't he? With Squire Friedel. Very popular. But he found his gig. He found his gig hosting the Toyota-thon commercials. So just remember Squire. But so you reminded me of this thing that there used to be. I'm pretty sure this is a Marx Brothers thing. Mm-hmm. But so imagine it's a law office and the phone rings. And the guy picks up the phone and he says, "Law offices of Johnson, Johnson & Johnson. Mr. Johnson, no, I'm sorry, he's golfing. Mr. Johnson, no, I'm sorry, he's out today. Mr. Johnson, speaking."
That's pretty good. See, I would like that. I would like that. and I actually get it because I was a huge Boston Legal fan. I'm a huge Bill Shatner fan. So I like the Hubert Abrahamson ones because it reminds me of a Boston Legal. And he does it in character as Denny Crane without saying Denny Crane. So that was great.
Yeah, that's perfect. And then you bring up Jack McManus.
Right?
Who was a legend.
He was.
Do you remember it? So it was the Legal Clinic, right?
Right.
Legal Clinic.
Yes, you're right.
And the one that I remember, he's in a swimming pool. And he's got all this jewelry on, and he's swimming around in the swimming pool. And somehow this is an ad for a law office. It's just absolutely amazing.
I mean, he used to drive around in a Hummer and he flew in a biplane. He had a place up in Alaska. And he got so big and made so much money, he'd only fly down from Alaska for the big cases. That's a true story. I met him a couple of times, and he was as big in person in terms of personality as he was on the ad commercial. Smoked a big cigar all the time. I mean, right out of Central Casting. Oh,
absolutely perfect. All those commercials were great.
CP put this together. Great personal injury commercials versus car commercials. But for my money, I don't want to see any more of these Son of Bello commercials. I don't need to see, you know, people with their fat all over my TV while I'm trying to eat dinner. You understand? That just grosses me out. I'm serious. I'm done with it. agree or disagree, Perry?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
All right. Thank you. Always,
I'm with you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for calling in. We always appreciate your perspective. Jeff Perry. Dale in Oshkosh on WISS. You're up next. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
The Toyota Celica Supra is life in the fast lane that's almost beyond belief. But the Supra is not the only way to join the fast crowd. There's a now classic sporty Celica GT Coupe and the GT Liftback. And for those who would like a sporty Celica for a little less money, there's the ST, the lowest priced Celica. To find out which one's for you, drive a Celica. Then just trust your feelings.
Oh, 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 what a feeling.
A Celica selection.
Toyota.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Peter Rapine from EPOM's World, the managing editor, with the Week in Review. Wacky headlines about stories of weird and wacky real human beings. But right now, we're right in the middle of what's worse, asking you, what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? Like the one we just heard for a Toyota-thon. Aaron that Zomer's on the board.
Squire Friedel, as Jeff Perry told us about.
Well, and Mike, listening up on our great station at WGBW in Green Bay, home of our great morning show up there, Mino and the Mayor. Check him out. Also the home studio for our great friend and colleagues, Pete Schwabe, and also Conrad, great producer for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Mike, listening up in Green Bay, says, not to get too far off topic, but Squire Friedel also played Ronald McDonald for years. As Johnny Carson once said, I did not know that. Wow. Nicely done, Mike. A little trivia there. Pulled out from Green Bay on WGBW. Squire Friedel as Ronald McDonald. You don't see a lot of Ronald McDonald commercials, by the way, anymore.
No.
Is it just too freaky for kids these days?
It might be.
I mean, you had the Grimace and the Hamburglar and all
I
that.
I know Grimace is still a thing. They did the Grimace Burger or whatever, the Grimace Shake and the Grimace and Hamburglar. Like those two are big.
All right. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dale, listening on one of our other great stations, WISS, up in Oshkosh. Dale, what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials?
Personal injury, and there's one in particular that drives me nuts. It's for a mesothelioma specialist.
We played that one, yes.
Introduces himself as Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. And it's like, okay, please space out your name. Put an Abersand in there, something. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate it. No, that when you have these, I know what he's talking about, right? It's like some law firm out of state that has a license to practice law in Wisconsin, and they want a class action. So they want everybody to call in and join with them, and they sue for millions and millions of dollars, and the law firm usually gets like at least a third, if not more.
Right.
And then the poor people that are actually being hurt get like a couple of bucks out of the deal. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials. Troy, our good friend in Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX, says, I work for a car dealership, so I have to say personal injury. Now, look, I'm not saying that all car commercials are bad, by the way. And again, I have deep respect for Gruber. I mean, this guy has given millions of dollars to support Wisconsin and great projects, particularly in the greater Milwaukee area and certainly for sports.
And he's always at Bucks games. He's an active member of the community.
Gruber is the real deal. I've never seen this Nicolet guy anywhere around. I think he's from out of state. But you see the commercials all the time. That's the point. And we get, as much as you appreciate the sponsorship, I mean, you can get overloaded. So what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, Gruber and Nicolet are getting a lot of free airtime here. So, I mean, what do they got to complain about? Jude, listening in East Troy, saying, I cannot remember anything besides the lawyer says, my friends call me Barry, the same head for 20 years. He is using very old technology. I don't know that I know that one. East Troy, maybe that's only a Milwaukee area one. I'm not sure. Which one is that? Well, we'll try to find it here. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials? The breaking questions of the day to end up Friday. I mean, look, it's been a rough week. the news, there's been a lot. As my former barista, when I owned a coffee shop, Miguel, like I would sit there, and poor Miguel, he was like my counselor. He was much younger than me, great young man. And he listened to me just tell about all my woes. And at the end, he'd go, wow, that's a lot. So, I mean, when you look at the news this week, it's been a lot. So we need just to kind of chill out here at the end of the week, have some fun. What's worse, go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Steve, listening on WMDX in Madison. Steve, what's worse, personal injury commercials or car commercials?
Well, I don't know, but if you're talking about Madison lawyers and commercials, you can't forget about Ken Hur. I don't know if you've discussed him yet on your show, but he was one of the first guys to break the ice of attorneys advertising on TV when it was still debatable whether it was ethical or not. And he was a general practitioner. He had one commercial where he said he would take your OWI case, and if he lost, he'd give you a 10-speed bite. Do you remember that one?
I forgot that. That's right. If he lost your OWI case, he'd give you a 10-speed bike.
And then he had another one where he totally did a takeoff on one of the local jewelers, had this woman in the water with jewelry hanging off of her neck. And at the end of the ad, she does a hand thing where she splashes water at the camera. And Ken Hur, this big, fat, heavy guy, does a takeoff on it where he's in the water and he's splashing people.
I remember that. I'd forgotten all about that. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you called in, Steve. That's fantastic. That's awesome. Hey, thanks for calling in. Have a great weekend, Steve. 855-752-4842. Give the last word quickly to Whistler up at the old hometown, WRCE in Richland Center. What's worse, Whistler, personal injury or car commercials?
Well, I'm old enough to remember when advertising for your legal firm on TV was illegal.
Right?
So, I would have to say that the advertising for attorneys is worse.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Whistler. Have a great weekend up there in the RC. I'm going to say as well, personal injury commercials drive me bananas more than car commercials.
I think it depends, but overall, yeah.
Come on back, Peter Rapine, and the week in review, weird and wacky headlines about weird and wacky humans. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The cause of that deadly Waukesha fire this morning still isn't known. A statement put out by Waukesha fire officials say at around 3 a.m., flames took over a mobile home on Elder Street near Grandview. One person was found dead in the home. A pet survived and is being cared for. After over a century, Master Lock's run in Milwaukee is coming to an end. The parent company, Fortune Brands Innovation, plans to close the Oak Creek office. They'll consolidate operations at a new headquarters in Deerfield, Illinois. 120 employees will be impacted by the move. The consolidation is scheduled to take place between July and September. It comes less than a year after the closure of Master Lock's Milwaukee plant. Some in Madison want to go old school with testing. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin Republican lawmakers are planning to introduce legislation to return the evaluation of student test scores to previous benchmarks. The Department of Public Instruction made the change last year, giving the scores needed to reach certain achievement levels new names. Supporters of the legislation say returning to scores that align with national standards will make it easier to compare scores to previous years and to scores from other states. Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says the standards were updated, but not lowered.
Oak Creek officials will discuss the Buc-ee's project at a plan commission meeting Tuesday. The proposed 74,000-square-foot convenience store and fueling station would be located on the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. The project, featuring 120 gas pumps and EV charging stations, faces two public hearings before a potential March vote. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We are hitting the height of award season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about, Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutal List and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
The dismantling of diversity, equity, and inclusion under Donald Trump has already begun. On the next show, we'll talk with Dr. Eva Martinez-Paulus about what DEI really is.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been hoping that you drop in.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGI Friday, January 24th, 2025. Zommers on the board. Appreciate all of you from the shores of Lake Superior down to the shores of Lake Michigan, from Green Bay to the Mississippi River and all places in between across the state of Wisconsin and around the world in the Civic Media app on a Friday. And all you folks watching us on the stream, thank you. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, big listening, viewing audience today. Glad I dressed up a little bit. So thanks. And for those that tune in, here's the benefit if you watch us on, and of course you can listen to us for free on the Civic Media app as well. But on the video part of it, the streaming, we have kind of a secret show. You can see us while we're off mic getting ready. And sometimes it's fun, and sometimes you're like, why did I do this? But it's usually fun. And one of the people that always make it a lot of fun every other Friday is our great friend, star of stage and screen, the finest Brooklyn has to offer, Mr. Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World. Peter, how the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm a little cold today. I've been a little cold all week. Probably not as cold as you guys have been.
Well, not as cold as down in New Orleans. So the Milwaukee Bucks were down in New Orleans for an NBA game, and it got canceled because of snow, and they had to fly back to Milwaukee.
Yeah. there's a joke in there about climate change or global warming.
Right,
I didn't quite have it.
There's no, right? I mean, basically, we're all screwed, but anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Al Gore.
Right. Peter, of course, is the managing editor for EPOM's World, and he comes to us with the week in review every other week. And it's important, Peter, we always like to start out by saying, this is not fiction, and it's not made up either. these are real stories of real, actual, wacky human beings.
I know I say it every week, but we're funny, I like to think our team is funny, but we're not that funny.
you and your team scour the interwebs, the newspapers, the columns mm-hmm. to bring us the best of human behavior or the worst.
Yes, we like to do the highs and the lows. I think this week won't disappoint. I hope
all right. Well, let's get right into it, Peter Rapine. First headline of the week.
All right. This one, we have some audio to go along with it as well. Mm-hmm. And it's an experience I think most people have felt, but no one has ever actually gotten to actualize like the main character in this video did. So headline reads, flight attendant gets sick of crying babies, starts singing half-assed lullabies to the whole plane.
Headline, flight attendant gets sick of crying babies, starts singing half-assed lullabies to the whole plane. Explain, Peter Rapine.
Well, the short of it is there was a flight. Not really sure where it was going or where it was coming from, but it was filled with babies who needed a nap. And at some point in the flight, one of the attendants clearly was fed up. And so he gets on the mic and he gets, I think it's probably best if Zombies okay. play the clip and we can hear it.
All right, here we go. A flight attendant who is sick of babies crying on the plane.
Make any noise on the flight. Go to sleep. Close your eyes, go to sleep, 99, 99, just go to sleep.
That is magical. Magical. The fact that he knew like the melody, but knew none of the words and made it up. Right?
What's the over under on how many crying babies were on the flight? 5, 6, 7? Like
I bet you I'm gonna guess, because one or two you think, okay, I bet the over under is 5.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
I think 3, you probably don't get that annoyed. Yeah. I wonder if he got in trouble. I doubt it. I hope not.
I hope not.
I wonder if there's like a memo went out like, hey guys, We know you think you're funny, but it's really not that funny. We don't want to go viral on TikTok or stuff like this.
But I think he speaks for a lot of us, particularly those of us who don't have kids. You know, you think, well, you know, Sally or Billy, or they're going to get a little cranky, and that's fine when you take off. But then I've been on those flights where, and I feel bad for the parent, because the parent, you know, but it's like, holy criminy sakes alive. That literally, Peter, that's why I bought noise canceling headphones. I'm serious.
See, I'm one of those guys on the flight that listens to music and just stares at the flight tracker. Oh, like, I don't watch movies. Maybe I'll read a book. Maybe I'll write a little bit. But I just watch that flight tracker the entire time.
I do too. Kindred spirits. I love to see where we're at. I like that. I like that, the flight tracker.
Especially the ones where you can toggle it, like, over the map or the satellite picture or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a geography buff, so that's cool. All right. Oh, that was a fantastic. What a way to start off. Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Next headline.
All right. So this one's obviously very timely. It's been very cold all over the country, everywhere, basically except San Francisco. Headline reads, dude taking a pee in negative 33 degree weather gets his thing stuck to the ground.
We have to clean because there are certain things we can't say on the radio. So thank you. I appreciate that. So the headline, as we make it FCC compliant, dude taking a leak in negative 33 degree weather gets his schlong stuck to the ground. Now, I have several questions, but first, explain.
Well, it's like the scene in A Christmas Story where the one kid gets his tongue stuck to the pole. except this man is an adult, and he's drunk, and he's outside at night outside of a club with his pants down, and his entire member is frozen to the ground. And you can see, because there's like a group of security guards standing around, like making sure he's okay. And they're trying to lift him up, and they can't. He gets stuck.
But
yes, I'm
going to
put the video
questions.
On the screen so that Todd can see it.
Is he just well endowed, or is he a very short man? I mean, how do you get it stuck to the ground?
He must have fallen over.
Oh, see.
It's the whole fruit basket.
It literally shows it. So the poor guy is out taking a leak, and he apparently passes out, or at least stumbles.
Yeah.
He falls face forward, and his schlong is still out, and it freezes to the ground?
Well, I mean, if it's negative 33 degrees, you don't have that long before something like that happens.
I mean, our meteorologists warn us about this. I mean, exposure, you know, frozenness can happen quickly. We're talking like a legit negative 33, not with wind chill.
No, a legit negative 33 degrees.
I mean, the moral of that story is, you know, don't whip it out when temperatures are below zero.
Yeah, don't try to do like some frozen ramen challenge. It's not going to end well.
On behalf of men everywhere, ouch. I mean, really? I mean, how do you unfreeze it? I mean, what do you put down there? Because, I mean, does somebody have a warm washcloth?
I would imagine, yeah, just like a glass of hot water, something.
Or if somebody else pee.
What do you do? Offer mouth to mouth? I mean, I don't know. I mean, how do you unfreeze it? I don't know. It depends on how good looking the guy is, I guess. I don't know.
That is some quick thinking, Todd.
Oh, Lordy. Okay.
Yeah, where's the Hawk to a girl when you need her?
Because it's a public service in that case. It's a public service.
That's what it is.
All right. That was fantastic. All right, Peter Rapine. And again, all of these headlines, this isn't silliness that's made up. This is actual human behavior that the great folks at epomsworld.com compile for us. All right, next headline.
So this next one we also have audio for. I don't want to say too much about it. I want us to listen to it.
Do you want to give us
the headline? I'm going to give you the headline. It's short and sweet and to the point.
All right.
They trained a crow to be British.
They trained a crow to be British. All right, here we go.
You're Arnold. You're Arnold. I'm all right. I'm all right.
It may be a little hard for some of our listeners to hear, but the bird says, I think I'm all right, but in a British accent.
You all right, love?
Yeah, he's saying, are you all right, love?
Are you all right, love? That, I've never heard a British crow or a British bird before.
No.
That's amazing.
No, I wish I had more context for it, but it's kind of the perfect piece to just absorb without knowing. Like, what do you need to know?
Right.
A crow is speaking in a British accent. That's it. That's all I got to say about it.
Right, that's all you need to say. No,
it is beautiful, though. I think the British have, like, funny ways of saying things, like, oh, you all right, love? Like, it just sounds funny. So to hear a crow say it, you can't really tell the difference. Like, that could be a British person if I didn't have the video. I would have no idea.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And again, it shows that no matter where you're from, whether it's kids or birds, apparently, I mean, they mimic what they hear. It's your, think about that, your surroundings, how much it means to a person.
Well, there is another famous bird video of, I think it's a bird of a guy who has Tourette's, or it's a parrot. And so the parrot had, like, learned all these, like, terrible curse words.
Oh, yeah. Because that's a real thing.
Maybe next week, in 2 weeks, I can find it and we can do, like, a classic roundup.
Birds.
The bird, this animal services come to take the bird away, and the bird is just, like, cussing them out for, like, 3 minutes straight.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
really?
F you.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty famous old video that we've had on the site for years. I'll find it and share it with you guys.
The world, the wild and wacky of animals as well as humans. All right, Peter Ray Pine. Next headline.
All right. So we do some service journalism. Not a ton. Mm-hmm. But this was probably be one of those stories for us. The headline reads, here's what it's like to rent a fat man in Japan.
Here's what it's like to rent a fat man in Japan. Again, several questions. The first line in the story is, it looks like fun. Explain.
So in Japan, there's an app service where you can hire people to put up a bookshelf, or you can hire people to do all sorts of jobs. But on the service, you can also just hire fat men. And there is a weight limit. You have to be over 220 pounds to qualify as one of these rentable fat men. And the video that we have is just made by an Instagram influencer. He's like a travel influencer. Mm. And so he interviews the guy and he asks him, like, what do you mostly get rented for? And surprisingly, not very surprisingly, he gets rented to eat food mostly.
Rented to eat food.
People like to take him out to dinner because he's a big guy.
What's the payoff?
I don't know. I think maybe there's like a fetish thing in there where like people like to watch a bigger man eat, or maybe it's people that want to have company.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, dude, like if you could eat that entire bowl of spaghetti in one sitting, I will be bricked. I mean, who said that? I mean, I don't get it. You rent as they use the term a fat man, but not to like carry anything or I don't know, just to just take to him eat. Out to eat.
I mean, it sounds like a perfect job.
Well, sure. I mean, if you like to
you
eat,
you don't have to. Yeah. He also said he gets rented sometimes to be a security guard.
Well, that I can see.
And he has been rented for photo shoots where people wanted to take photos of him.
Really?
He didn't specify if they were like sexy or naked photos.
Right.
But yeah, I guess in Japan, it's a thing you can do. You can rent big boys.
Does this have to do with a sumo wrestling?
I do not think so. No.
All right.
The limit here is like the minimum weight is 220 pounds. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the average sumo guy is, but I would imagine they're much
probably
bigger
heavier.
Than that.
Yeah, probably heavier.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay around. Don't go anywhere, folks. Breaking news headlines like these from EPOM's World and Peter Rapine are straight ahead. We'll wrap up the week. Zommers, Rapine, Allball on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tottenham Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations across Civic Media you are listening to around the state. Quick check of weather by our great meteorology team and the wonderful and talented Mr. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, bringing you a sports update as well. And then get ready for another 2 hours more of great, fantastic conversation, news, information. Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show will be along from 2 until 4, followed by Dom Selvia, 4 to 6. Mr. Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8, Rick Smith across America, and then our friend Mr. Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. So keep it tuned right here to Civic Media throughout the day. Right now we're joined, as we are every other Friday, for a week in review, a humorous look at the actual real human behavior of wild and wacky humans, the managing editor of EPOM's World, Mr. Peter Apine, joining us via StreamYard. Always a pleasure, Peter. Next headline, my friend.
Yes, next headline. This one comes to us from a hip-hop artist, a producer who has, I don't want to say fallen out of favor, but maybe he's not as big as he used to be, a man by the name of Rick Ross.
Rick Ross, all right.
If you grew up in the 90s, 2000s, you probably know him. Well, Rick Ross has been in Africa filming a new record or producing a new album. And headline reads, Rick Ross is convinced he's being followed by drones that look like birds.
Rick Ross is convinced he's being followed by drones that look like birds. Explain.
So he's filming from like his porch, his veranda in South Africa, and he's filming a bird.
Right
in the sky, and he's talking like, y'all ain't smart. I know that's a drone. I know y'all are following me. Y'all are watching me. Like, clearly a bird, because he thinks someone out there is spying on him.
Right,
a governmental body. Maybe it's Meek Mill or Puff Daddy. Who knows? but Rick Ross is clearly going through it.
he's going through it. So, and do you think he's doing this for, as they say, content? To get people to watch? Or do you think he actually believes that some of these birds are drones?
Well, I'll say if he's doing it for content, it's not very good content. I think he could try harder.
Right.
No, he's probably just like, you know, probably just smoked too much weed or, you know. Sure. Maybe he read too much into that New Jersey news a couple of weeks ago about those drones. Mm-hmm. But it's clearly just like a falcon in the video.
There are no drones that look like birds that we know of anyway.
Well, they are. They do have them in China. Really? South Africa is a long way away from China. Yes, yeah. China actually does have like surveillance drones that look like birds that they, wow, you know, have surveilling people in cities. So it is a real thing.
All right.
So
I did not know
Mr.
that.
Ross isn't entirely paranoid, just mostly paranoid.
All right. Next headline, Peter Rapine.
Next headline. So TikTok did not get banned last week. Everyone was talking about TikTok, China. Americans were downloading a new app called Red Note. So this kind of was our way into that story. Americans are worried that China is winning the burger war.
Americans are worried that China is winning the burger war. All right, let's go.
And it's a video of like a Chinese food stand. And in America, when you think about burgers and you think about like burgers that get extras, right? The add-ons, you can really stuff things on it, an egg, bacon, an onion ring, fries, whatever. Americans take their burger technology and we stack it on top. We make our burgers like skyscrapers.
Right.
China has taken a new approach to this. Their burgers aren't getting taller. Their burgers are getting wider.
I'm watching video that you add on this story. It's amazing. Go ahead.
So instead of just like a normal burger that's like maybe too big to actually bite, it's an ingenious idea. Why not just make the burger fatter and wider in the sides? You can still bite it, but you get twice as much burger out of it.
And you're right.
Kind of an ingenious idea.
Ingenious is the word here, because to your point, you know, a lot of, you know, pubs now, whatever, you're right. So they want to do a smash burger, then they put an egg on there and a pickle and a half a chicken and a hot dog, and you know, it's a foot high by the time you get done. And
you can't eat it.
Right, you can't eat it. So what we're seeing here at ebombsworld.com, I mean, literally these burgers and the buns are like the size of a small dinner plate.
If you've ever been to Cops in Milwaukee, they're even bigger than those.
All right, there you go. Whoa. So you're right. I think it is a genius. And here in China, they're putting pineapple on a burger. I've never seen that before.
I've never had that, but I do know that that's a popular thing. I think a better way for China and America to, you know, figure out our disputes with one another is not through like technology or war. I think it probably is best done through burgers. Like, we should have a burger war.
I'll put a Culver's burger up against this any day of the week.
Right?
A butter burger.
Petition the next Olympics. We'll do a burger challenge, a burger off.
It's going to be in L.A. It's going to be in Los Angeles. And Craig Culver has got his own plane. We could fly out Culver's burgers and chefs to take these people on in a side deal. I bet you our friend Kelly Call down at Hermosa Beach at the Underground Pub. We'll have it there at the Underground Pub in Hermosa Beach, Culver's versus China for the best burger in the world. We figured it out, Peter.
Yeah. It's low, right? Everyone eats. It's good time.
It's good time, as my former high school, or my middle school history teacher, Ken Lewis, likes to say, a good time had by all. Peter, it's always a pleasure. We always have a great time when you're with us. We thank you for your work. All these stories and more can be found at ebombsworld.com. Peter, thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Aaron. Have a great one.
Yep, thank you. Thanks to Peter. Thanks to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Thanks to Brady Ewing, to Aaron Zommers and the board. All of you watching on the stream and across the state of Wisconsin on the airwaves and the Civic Media Record Network, we thank you. We'll see you on Monday. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Have a great weekend. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
It is the weekend. That means coming up on the show, we'll break down all the news that you might have missed and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News brief. While meeting with Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina, President Trump said he's considering getting rid of FEMA.
Unfortunately, our government failed you. But it wasn't the Trump government. It was a government run by Biden.
Trump is on his way to Southern California to tour the wildfire damage. CBS's Caitlin Huey Byrne says the Senate votes tonight on Pete Hegseth's nomination for defense secretary.
There's actually not a lot that Democrats can do to stop this nomination from going forward.
Though President Trump suggested Republican Mitch McConnell could vote no, two other Republicans have said they will not support Hegseth. CBS's Erica Brown says the annual anti-abortion protest March for Life is underway in Washington.
Even with the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade in 2022, organizers say they continue to march because there's still more work to do to reduce the number of abortions in the U.S. each year.
One marcher sign said, MAGA, make abortion gone again. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.